It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
This show is, so for literally, I don't know, 2 or 3 months, we have had shows that have just been completely jam-packed to where I've got 8 or 10 things that I'm trying to squeeze into this little bit of hour that you give me each and every week. This week, we don't have 8 or 10 things, which, you know, I guess, you know, we've proven that we can do 8 or 10 things. So today we have like 6 or 7. So this should be a breeze, right? Yeah. Squeezing 6 or 7 things to talk about inside of an hour. Nothing to it. I want to talk about the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets. They recently made a new hire as their or at their head football coaching position, and I want to talk a little bit about that. But before I do that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Owls Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Companions for Heroes. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Okay, so the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets, as most of you already know, they Jared Zito recently resigned from the head coaching job for the Yellow Jackets. They have recently since announced that they are hiring Jason Anthony to step in and be the head football coach. Jason Anthony is a program guy. He's been with Southeast Bullock, I don't know, a long time. Been the DC there, I think, since 2021. So this is going to be his first head coaching opportunity. So, you know, obviously he's excited. There is an interesting caveat to this thing. It's not just a straightforward hire. It's not, okay, we're going to promote this guy and he's going to be our guy. We're going to roll with him and we're going to let him build the program that as he sees fit, right? Okay, so before I jump into that, I want to touch base about Southeast Bullock. Southeast Bullock, Jared Zito did a really good job there, and there's no arguing that. Now, he did, toward the end, once Southeast Bullock kind of reached a, I guess, a ceiling for him, he could not shatter that glass ceiling. They were a program that was on the rise, good playoff run back in 2024, didn't fare as well to build on that momentum in 2025 and some internal stuff as well. So Jared Zito ends up resigning and they name Jason Anthony, not just head coach. Here's the caveat, not just head coach. They named him interim head coach. I have never seen this. I have been covering high school football for 20 something years. I don't know how long it's been. I have never seen a program hire a coach as an interim. Now, what I have seen programs fire coaches like mid-season and then them promote somebody to be the interim head coach for the remainder of the year. And then when the season ends, either they remove the interim tag and that guy becomes the head coach permanently, or he doesn't do a good job, or they're unsatisfied, or they just wanted somebody else. And they move in a completely different direction and hire a completely different coach. I have never seen a program hire a guy as an interim coach. It is mind-blowing. And this is not something that I would expect from Southeast Bullock. but yet that's what they're going to do. So here's what that means. They have guaranteed Jason Anthony to be the head football coach at least through 2026. So they're going to guarantee him one season as head football coach. That's it. They're guaranteeing him one season. Now, what happens after that season, I don't know. I think a lot of politics are going to get involved. But if you're Jason Anthony, what that means for you is you better not go 2-8. You better not go 3-7. You better have a really good year that when the season is over and some political things begin to change in Brooklyn, that you are safe, because there's going to be a new, well, I don't want to say new regime, but there's going to be some new folks in charge after the end of this school year. So if you're Jason Anthony, you better go 8-2, 7-3. You go 8-2, 7-3, I think you're safe. 6-4, you're probably on the bubble. 5-5, you're still on the bubble. Anything less than that, I don't know. I don't know. Again, I have never seen a program hire a guy as an interim. I've never seen it. I've seen programs hire a guy as officially the head football coach, and then it not go well after 1 year and them part ways, or a coach finds another job somewhere else that's more appealing. I mean, I've seen that a million times. Never seen a program hire a guy as an interim coach and then tell him, we're going to guarantee you 1 year. And after that, all bets are off, dude. I have never seen anything like that. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out in Brooklyn. And I think it's fair to say, if Jared Zito is not the most, or was not the most successful coach in Southeast Bullock history, he's at least up there in the conversation. I don't really know, you know, too much about, you know, what was going on in the early days of the Southeast Bullock program. And it's a young program. You know, that school hadn't been there very long. But I do know that Jared Zito had a good amount of success, and he took that program from being an afterthought, and he took that program and he made it reputable, made it respectable. And like I said, in 2024, he had that good run where it looked like there was some momentum where maybe Southeast Bullock might break into that tier of being state powerhouse. I mean, they were trending in that direction. And then 2025, they took a step back. And now Jason Anthony steps in. He's a program guy. Like I said, he's been there a very long time, like 18 years, something like that, something silly. He would think he was a DC since 2021. He's got the kids in his corner. He's got the backing of the administration, sort of, except for the folks that tagged him interim. It's just it's unheard of. I've never seen it. I've never seen anybody hire a football coach and say, we're going to give you 1 year. See what you can do. Good luck. No guarantees past that. I've never seen that. So I'm assuming, and I don't know this, right? Like I'm just rolling the dice here. I'm just making an educated assumption. I'm assuming that Southeast Bullock didn't want to do a coaching search. And I'm also assuming that they did want to promote Jason Anthony. But I'm also assuming that there's got to be somebody somewhere that's in a decision-making role that maybe didn't feel super comfortable with him. I don't know. Again, educated assumption. Now, I have been told by some folks that are kind of inside that loop that the part of they didn't want to do a coach's search, pretty accurate, and that they do like Jason Anthony, but because they didn't want to do a coach's search, they had to put the interim tag on him. And then after that one season, they will remove the interim tag. Therefore, they can get around doing the coach's search and all that. I've been told that by a very reputable source that's inside that program. So I'm going to take that for face value as fact. That person has never led me astray. So what I'm telling you is what it sounds like. They didn't want to do a coach's search. They didn't want to put together a committee. They like Jason Anthony, but in order to get around having to do a coach's search, you got to name, I guess you got to name somebody interim, and then after 1 year, you can remove the interim tag without having to do a coach's search. I guess that's the way it works. And honestly, I don't know, because I've never seen anything like this, ever.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Recently, the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets announced the hire of a new head football coach. Southeast Bullock named longtime assistant Jason Anthony the new man in Brooklyn. Yellow Jackets hired him officially as the interim head coach. He'll be guaranteed at least being the head man through the 2026 season. The hiring comes after the resignation of former coach Jared Zito, who was there for 5 seasons. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
So, you know, we talked about the Southeast Bullock situation. Another big move around South Georgia in the area is the Brantley County head coaching position is now open. So David Shores, who had been there 2 years, didn't have a lot of success there, has resigned from that position and accepted a position over in Camden on the Tucker Pruitt staff. It's my understanding that his title is going to be something along the lines of assistant head coach slash defensive coordinator or something like that. It's going to be one of those positions that's kind of like a higher up position, not the head guy, but a higher up position, not just a staff job. So he's going to have, you know, he's going to have some pull in the program. I find this interesting. So Shores was in Brantley for two seasons. They did not win a game in 2025. They went 0-10. And, you know, when you have 0-10 seasons, the things get hard. It's tough to motivate the players. You get parents that are disgruntled because you're not winning and Jimmy John is not playing. So, you know, Jimmy John should be playing because we hadn't won a game. You can't do any worse. Like, you get all of that stuff that comes. And so I'm sure David Shores probably got frustrated with some of that. And, you know, David Shores is a good coach. He's got, he's got a fantastic resume when you look at everything that he's done. He has a head coach over in Alabama and won DC at Lowndes, DC at Camden. And so this would be his second go around with the Wildcats, and special teams coordinator with Brunswick High. And be honest with you, those special teams under Shores for those two or three seasons that he was the special teams coordinator were lethal. I mean, there were a ton of plays and games that swung on special teams, from kick returns to block punts, for the entire time that David Shores was the special teams coordinator at Brunswick. And the special teams have not been as good since he left to go take that Brantley job as the head guy. So now he leaves that job. He returns to Camden, which, of course, he's got Camden ties. When Bob Spires was there, however many years ago that was. How many years ago was that? So we've got 2 years of Travis Rowland, and then we had 3 years of Jeff Heron. So, gosh, it's not that long ago. 5 years ago. Five, 6 years ago, whatever however the calendar falls. 5 or 6 years ago, Shores was there under Spires as his defensive coordinator. So he returns to the Camden program. I can't imagine that this is a head coach in waiting position, because Tucker Pruitt's a young guy and he just took over the job. He's now in year one. So that's not going to be the case. I'm assuming that this, you know, I think this has a lot to do with several different factors here. David Shores probably felt like that for his career, this might be a better move than trying to stick the Brantley thing out. You continue at Brantley, and if you continue to struggle there, eventually they will fire you, and then it's going to be really hard to get another head coaching job when you've been fired from Brantley. I'm not taking a shot at Brantley, not yet. I'm about to, but I'm not taking a shot right here in this moment. But at the same time, Brantley is not a perennial state power. It is a program that struggles. So if you get fired from that program, it's going to be really hard to find another job. Yet, if you transition over to Camden and you're in this assistant head coach or DC role or OC role, one of the big ones, right? And that program does well, especially on your side of the ball, it's going to be a whole lot easier to find a head coaching job than it would. Even if you won at Brantley as head coach, even if you won, it's Camden. And that's, you know, that's on your resume. And he's going to have it twice, DC and then, of course, whatever his official position is going to be now. By the way, this segment, I forgot to do this. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden House Collision, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and Companions for Heroes. Okay. Golden House Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden House Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden House Collision Center, friendly, honest service. I told you in the last segment with the Jason Anthony hire that I'd never seen a coach get hired as an interim coach. Never seen it. Here's something else I've not seen ever. Once David Shores administered his resignation to the Brantley County school system within a matter of days. I'm scrolling through Facebook, and I kid you not, I come across an ad on Facebook from the Brantley County, I guess the Brantley County Heron page. It had been shared. And the ad was advertising the head coaching job. New head, I kid you not, this is what it said, on Facebook. This is a high school football head coaching job. New coach wanted. They're advertising the dang thing on Facebook. This is the silliest thing I've ever seen. One of them. That you're going to advertise your head coaching job on Facebook. That's crazy. First off, to even be a head football coach, you have to have a degree, a college degree. They're not hiring Jimmy John from the Fighting Falcons of the rec department to take that job. You can't. They've got to have a maybe they do things differently in Brantley. Maybe Jimmy John from the Fighting Falcons is a serious contender. Maybe he's a candidate. Has he interviewed? What offense did he run in AU? Tell me. What quarterbacks did he teach from the AU Fighting Falcons? It's asinine to promote your football program's head job on Facebook. Apply here. I kid you not. There's a link. There was a link. New head coach wanted. Apply here. Link. What is going on? And I don't know if this is the case, but if there's anybody over there that's upset for David Shores leaving to take the Camden, not the Camden head coaching job, but the Camden position on staff, if there's anybody that's upset with him for that, and then you see this on Facebook, you better drop it. That's ridiculous. That's not how you run a high school football program. You don't advertise your head coaching position on Facebook. You either promote somebody from within, or you go through a coach's search with the applicants. And I get it. The Brantley County job is not having the Grayson coach apply. I understand that. Totally get it. You're not having state title winners apply for that position. I get it. And maybe I'm way off base here. Maybe they put it on Facebook for other head coaches to see. And then they'd be like, oh, well, there it is on Facebook. So let me. But that's not normally the channels that those types of jobs operate on. Normally you advertise the position, not on Facebook, but there's like a site where there are head coaching jobs that are available and the coaches see that, or an AD reaches out to a coach and says, hey man, I think you might be interested in this job. We might be interested in interviewing you. Would you please apply? That's how those things work. I'm just telling you, again, maybe I don't understand everything that was in the thought process behind promoting your head football coaching job on Facebook. Maybe I don't understand all of that. But what I will tell you is, again, like I said with the Southeast Bullock stuff, I've been covering high school football a long time. There is two things on this show I've never seen. Advertising a job on Facebook and hiring a coach as an interim coach. It's crazy. Typically the channels, an AD will reach out to a coach, hey man, we'd like you to apply, we'd like to interview you. Or they post it on that site and then other coaches see it and then they apply through the site. And then if the school is interested, they reach out, they schedule an interview, all that stuff. That's normally how that, I mean, I guess they could just go the Southeast Bullock route and just say, yeah, we're gonna hire an interim coach and we're gonna hire him through Facebook. I guess times are changing.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialist. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adobo queens menu fy.com. Take out or dine in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Guys, Valentine's Day is almost here. This is the one you cannot mess up. Make it a special day by getting over to Cunningham Jewelers and having their friendly staff help you find that perfect Valentine's Day gift, no matter your budget. You gave her your heart once. Now give her your heart to wear every day. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
It's not really a topic that I want to talk about, but I guess I have to. So the Super Bowl, right? That may be the worst Super Bowl ever in the history of Super Bowls. At least in my lifetime, I think it's the worst one. And you think of some of those games where, you know, the Redskins blew out the Bills and the Cowboys did the same thing, what the 49ers did to the Chargers, right? So we've got some of those blowout games throughout the history of the Super Bowl, but in those games, it was so ugly that it was intriguing. Like, you couldn't turn away. You couldn't change the channel of just watching these teams get bludgeoned by these powerhouses. This was not that. This was two teams that looked like they had middle school quarterbacks playing. Well, Sam Darnold turned it on in the second half, but Drake May, I don't know if he'll ever be the same. He may be done. It's going to be hard to mentally recover from the game that he played and what the Seahawks defense did to him. It was just flat out ugly. He's throwing interceptions with no receivers anywhere in the vicinity. He's fumbling the ball, holding the ball, patting it. There was one play where, you know, he even took off and slid, and even the slide was ugly. It was a horrific game for Drake May. He may never recover. We'll see. Had a good year. Finished second in the NFL MVP voting. You sure couldn't tell at that Super Bowl. He looked terrible. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, like, so Sam Darnold is now – a Super Bowl winning quarterback. So it got me thinking, who is the worst quarterback to have won a Super Bowl? And the guy that jumps out to me immediately is Trent Dilfer with that Ravens team where they had that amazing defense. And I think Jamal Lewis at running back, and they just handed the ball to Jamal Lewis and he rushed for like 2,000 yards, whatever it was. And Trent Dilfer just, they just asked him, don't turn the dang ball over. He's probably the worst quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl. So here's how I'm tying this in. With the Patriots, I thought to myself, as poorly as Drake May played, if Trent Dilfer had been starting for the Patriots instead of Drake May, would that game have been more competitive? And the answer is yes, it would have. That's how badly he played. Worst quarterback performance in the history of the Super Bowl. Worst ever. Two interceptions. He did have 295 yards, but a lot of that came in the fourth quarter when the game was, you know, pretty well put away. You know, you had the final of 29-13. The Patriots scored all 13 of their points in garbage time in the fourth quarter, and the Seahawks kind of salted that game away by scoring 17 in the fourth. There was a point, this Super Bowl was so bad, there was a point where I thought Jason Myers, the field goal kicker for the Seahawks, was a shoe-in to win Super Bowl MVP. He'd made like four field goals. And I'm thinking, if this game ends like, it was like 12-0 or 15-0, 12-0, whatever it was. I guess it was 12. I thought to myself, if this game ends like 19-3 or 19-7, Jason Myers is your Super Bowl MVP. Four made field goals. I don't think that a field goal kicker has ever won Super Bowl MVP, but I was rooting for it. I was hoping every time the Seahawks got close there in the fourth quarter that they would stall and they would bring out Jason Myers to kick another one. That's what I was rooting for. I like seeing things that I've never seen before. I've never seen a kicker win Super Bowl MVP. Kenneth Walker ended up winning it. What's interesting about the offense for the New England Patriots, and granted, the Seahawks defense really just dismantled them, the Patriots offense. Had no time to throw. Really stuffed the running game for the most part. But here's a stat that intrigued me after the Super Bowl was over that I didn't really realize in the midst of the game. The New England Patriots have Ramondre Stevenson. He's a really good back. You know how many times he carried the football? Just take a guess. How many times do you think that the New England Patriots gave the ball to their best offensive player to run? How many times? The answer is 7. They ran Ramondre Stevenson 7 times the whole game. And keep in mind now, the first half, it's you know, they're kicking field goals. What do they go to half? 9-0, right? What was the halftime score? Yeah, 9-0. And your best player ran the ball 7 times? He should have run the ball 7 times in the first quarter alone, not the whole game. And I get that you get behind late, now you got to throw the football, all that stuff. Yeah, I understand that. But you had 3.5 quarters where the game is still within reach, and you ain't doing anything throwing a dang ball, that's for sure. Not with Drake May the way he played. And your best player runs the ball 7 times? It's a little bit of a head-scratcher to me. But I'd have been stuffing him in there. If I was the head coach, I would have made sure that's a mandate to the offensive coordinator. Hey, look, man, for us to have a chance to win this game, we need to run Ramondre Stevenson 3 times, or we need to run him at least 20 times a game, 20 to 25 in this football game. That's what we need. Not 7. Drake May threw the ball 43 times. 43, and sucked most of those throws. It's the worst Super Bowl performance I think I've ever seen offensively from the Patriots. Would Denver have beaten Seattle? We'll never know because Bo Nix got hurt and then it started snowing. We'll never know if Denver would have actually beaten Seattle. One thing I will say that I'm happy for, I like stories like this. The whole Sam Darnold thing, five different teams, teams constantly giving up on him. Even when he had the good year in Minnesota, we don't really think that you can do it again. And then he went to Seattle and won a Super Bowl in your face, Minnesota.
Spring is in the air, and we all know that means summer is on the way. It's time to make sure your AC unit isn't striking out when the real Georgia heat hits. Call your friends at Air Adjusters for some spring cleaning for your AC system. Got to have those ducts clean and ready, too. Call Air Adjusters, and they will happily service and clean your AC system to have you summer ready. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule, or check us out online, airadjusters.com. License number CN208489.
The new year is upon us. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection of men's and women's apparel. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFTCO, On Running, and your exclusive dealer of Back 70 for men and women. Need a suit or tuxedo for a spring wedding or event? They have you covered. Second generation, locally owned. And your destination for apparel and shoes since 1994 in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
I didn't get a chance to talk about National Signing Day, because I was actually under the weather last week, so you know we missed each other last week. So I'm going to do that here in just a second. But before I do, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Companions for Heroes. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together and rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. So let's jump into the recruiting stuff. There are several factors that I'm actually surprised at. So let's just go. So the top 10 recruiting classes for this recruiting cycle. Number one, USC. Southern Cal had the number one recruiting class. Impressive. You haven't seen that since Pete Carroll was there. Number two was Alabama. Again, last year Alabama fell out of the top five. This year they make themselves back in there with the second best recruiting class in the country. Kalen DeBoer, you know, he had a chance to bolt for Penn State. He decided to stay at Alabama. He gets this second rated recruiting class to come in. That bodes well for his future in Tuscaloosa. Number three, Oregon. No big surprise there. Phil Knight money. Let's recruit these kids to Oregon, give them cool stuff, cool Nike stuff, and move on. Number four, Ohio State. Again, no big surprise. The Buckeyes, I mean, they recruited a national level, and they can kind of cherry pick across the country. That's kind of what they've turned into now. Notre Dame was five. Georgia was six, so this is a little concerning to me. I know six is nothing to sneeze at, right? The sixth best recruiting class in the country is fantastic. Georgia's been inside the top five in recruiting classes for, I don't know, how many years? And now they fall to sixth. It's a little concerning. I'm not hitting the panic button, but I'm just making a mental note. This recruiting cycle, Georgia was not in the top five. Seven was Texas. Eight was Tennessee. I'm a little surprised that Tennessee cracked the top 10, but good for them. Bodes well for the folks up in Knoxville and also for the folks that wear that gaudy orange. Number nine was Miami. No surprise there that Miami jumps in the top 10 with what they did in the college football playoff. So I'm not stunned there, and I think Miami is going to be pretty good for the next several years. At number 10, Texas A&M. We had seen that, right? They have been Texas A&M. No one does less with more than Texas A&M. Yes, they had a fantastic season, but dang, gol, man, they've had top 10 recruiting classes for 10 years. No national championships, no SEC championships in that span. They fired a coach. They brought on another one, and he's done well. No SEC titles, no national championships. They've been inside the top 10 in recruiting for a decade. LSU was 11th. Lane Kiffin hitting the ground running. Not a bad recruiting class for the Tigers. I would expect that would probably get better in the coming years. Number 15 was Florida State. I was surprised that it was that high with the year that they had. 15. So they're trying. They've got these kids coming in 2 or 3 years. Can Florida stay? I mean, I don't know. Can Norvell survive 2 or 3 years? I don't know. 17 was Florida. Not bad, really, when you think about it. John Summerall comes in, and, you know, they're waiting on Lane Kiffin to make a decision, you know, as the Lane Kiffin turns, and Florida doesn't get him, so they go to their backup plan in Summerall, and Summerall ends up with a top 20 recruiting class at the University of Florida. We'll see if he can improve upon that. 20 is Clemson. I don't know what to make of this. Because there's part of you that's like, oh, that's really low for Clemson. And then there's another part where like, well, you know, they hadn't really been on the national radar as far as winning in the last several years. So maybe 20 is not that bad. I don't know. 23 was Ole Miss. Indiana just won a national championship. They were 28th in recruiting. That's crazy. Auburn was 30. Vanderbilt. Almost got inside the top 30. They were 32. Georgia Tech was 41. I really expected Tech to be higher. Georgia Tech's going to have to start landing some of these top 20 recruiting classes. The pieces are all there. Georgia Tech needs to start recruiting better. There's no reason for them not to. 67 was Colorado. Very low, in my opinion, when you've got Deion Sanders as your head coach. You brought him there to attract some of these top-notch recruits to go play for Deion, 67th. At 97, Georgia State inside the top 100. Good for you, Panthers. At 108 was Georgia Southern. 121, my alma mater, Kennesaw State. 165 was Mercer. Good job, Mercer, getting inside the top 200 and right at 200. I don't remember ever seeing this school inside the top 200 in recruiting, but they have done it right at the 200 mark, shorter at 200. Congratulations.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simons Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner, Wild Georgia Shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, MulletBayRestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
I told you it was a jam-packed show, and I was going to do my very best to get everything in. So we're probably going to try to squeeze a whole bunch of stuff into this segment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, because this is our last segment, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Companions for Heroes. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show. Hey, that's me, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. I don't know. So let's do the Braves stuff. Let's jump in. So they have signed Jonah Heim from Texas, who is a free agent. If you remember, if you're a baseball guy like I am, you remember Jonah Heim from the 2023 World Series. He was a monster with the Rangers. Won a Gold Glove while he was in Texas. That 2023 year was his best year. He was hitting close to 300. 18 home runs, Gold Glove, Monster World Series. He was their guy. So Atlanta has signed him to basically be their backup catcher while Sean Murphy is on the IL, because they don't know when Sean Murphy's going to be back. Murphy signed a four-year deal. He's in year three of that, I believe. So he was injured most of the year last year, and then he's going to be injured at least the start of the season this year. And then when he came back from injury last year, he certainly didn't hit the ball very well. I think he's in year three. He could be in year four of that deal. He better not be in year four coming into a season with an injury on a contract year. They have lost Marcelo Ozuna. He signed officially with the Pirates. That's a great pickup for the Pirates, a team that really was desperate for a bat. And, you know, Marcelo Ozuna is not the 37 home run guy that he once was, but he's going to get out there and he's going to hit you 22, right? He's going to hit you 22. He's going to drive in 85. He's going to hit maybe 240, 250. I mean, that's for the Pirates. That's really what the any kind of offense, because that offense right now, there's not a lot of pop in their lineup. So Marcelo Ozuna does help them. I'm really intrigued by the fact that Atlanta has not signed another starter. They basically come out and told you that Grant Holmes not going to be in the starting rotation. They're going to use him in the bullpen. Same thing with Renato Lopez, unless there's like an emergency, right? Same things with Renato Lopez. They would prefer to use him in the bullpen. So you come into the season with Strider, Schwellenbach, and Sale as your three proven commodities. Hudson Waldrop's going to be in the rotation, folks. He's going to be your fourth starter. He's going to make the team out of spring training, and he is legit. You're going to be super impressed with him, especially if he figures it out right away. Hurston Waldrop is the real deal. He is a Cy Young caliber pitcher once he figures it out. The fifth spot, this is my point. Fifth spot still up in order. AJ Smith-Shawver's injured coming into the season. He's not going to be ready to go. And so you have an open spot where, at this point, Bryce Elder would be your fifth starter. Do you really want to go in the season and give Bryce Elder the ball again after every time you've done that, and he's done the same thing every time you give him the ball? Stink. I'm really surprised the Braves have not signed like a veteran starter, like a guy that's, you know, in his 30s, like toward the tail end, you know, a guy that you can give the ball to as a fifth starter. Maybe he pitches like every couple of weeks, right? Like that's a Lucas Giolito or like Bassett. Chris Bassett's a perfect fit. And both of those guys are still free agents. Neither one of them have signed, Giolito nor Bassett. I would look for Atlanta to sign one of those guys before we get to spring training. Just want to touch again on Jonah Heim. Braves signed him for 1 year, $1.25 million. Steal. He is 30 years old, and that's tough playing catcher. He was DFA'd, or not DFA'd, but he was non-tendered, rather, by the Rangers. Makes no sense. He's like one of their more popular players. I guess because his 2025 campaign was really tough. 11 home runs. He hit .213 with 43 RBIs, played 124 games. So, I mean, he was pretty much their everyday catcher with a .213 average and 11 home runs. Yeah. Yeah, you can't have that as an everyday catcher. That's great that the Atlanta's going to be able to sign him and have him as a backup to Drake Baldwin, where he's not playing every day, but .213 with 11 home runs and 124 games. Not Major League Baseball starting material. Had over 400 plate appearances, too, to accumulate those numbers. So plenty of at-bats. So Atlanta moves on, or Texas moves on. Atlanta picks him up. Okay, transitioning. Hit the transition button really quick. NCAA tournament. I was going to go way deeper into this. As far I was going to do like the first four in, the first four out, who I thought was on the bubble in each conference. Don't have time for all that. Maybe next show. If it doesn't get crazy next week, every single week for 2 months, it's been just one thing after another with new stuff and sports. So what I will tell you, your number one seeds right now. Yeah, we still have conference tournaments and all that stuff coming. But your number one seeds, I think Arizona's on lock. I don't know if they get the number one seed. They're undefeated right now. But if they lose a couple, maybe three games down the stretch, Or maybe they don't win their conference tournament. Who knows, right? But I think that as of right now, they are a lock to get one of the top four seeds if they win their conference tournament, I think they're a one seed. I think they're your overall number one, but they're a lock to get one of the top four. Michigan's only got one loss. I think they're probably going to get one of the top four seeds. Their only loss is to Wisconsin, which is, Wisconsin's having a good year. I think Houston is going to, well, from here, Houston, Duke, Iowa State, UConn, and Nebraska. All of those teams are still kind of in the running for those last two number one seeds in the brackets. But I think it's going to be Houston, losses to Texas Tech and Tennessee. Again, two good programs, and they've beaten a ton of good ones. And then Duke, who only had one loss until the other night when they played North Carolina and Chapel Hill. Duke, North Carolina, and you're playing at Chapel Hill. I think Duke's your four, maybe even your three. Duke has also lost to Texas Tech. I would actually do that. I would actually put Duke as your three and Houston as your four seed. But it really doesn't matter because, all you're really trying to do is you are trying to get a number one seed in whatever bracket that you can get because that's your easiest pass. So as long as you get a number one seed, it doesn't matter. But I think Arizona's going to be the one. Michigan gets one. Houston and Duke.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Recently, the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets announced the hire of a new head football coach. Southeast Bullock named longtime assistant Jason Anthony the new man in Brooklyn. The Yellow Jackets hired him officially as the interim head coach. He'll be guaranteed at least being the head man through the 2026 season. The hiring comes after the resignation of former coach Jared Zito, who was there for five seasons. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game. But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.